for the people. It's for the purpose. Patience is a podcast. They never hated on anyone who didn't have purpose. I want you to say that to yourself. They never hated on anyone who didn't have purpose. If you listen to me, then you understand that all you need is your voice, your motivation, your want, your desire, your passion, your commitment, your dedication. You don't need anyone's validation. You don't need anyone's validation. Too many people feel that I need everyone to like this. I need everyone to be happy for me. I need everyone to tell me I'm doing a good job. But what if it falls on deaf ears? What if you get met with a lot of whys? You don't need it. You don't really. You don't. You know, silent moves lead to private victory, so to speak. Meaning, if you just continue to move and continue to have that purpose and that dedication, so who cares if no one knows or no one cheers you on? You're moving towards your passion. So you don't need anyone to be happy for you. All you need is, I want to do something. And if I fail. If I don't, I don't. But I don't need you to do anything. Because that there is, think about it like this. If you needed everyone to put in their input on what you want to do, it's not really yours anymore. They're basically telling you what they would do or how they would do this. Is that your passion? Is that your desire? Is that your goal? You should do it this way. You should do it that way. This is what I would do. Because they're not you. You're not afraid. They are. Why would you want to move how someone else would move? Because if you're on your way, you don't want to hear someone say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. Or I went that route and, you know, I didn't make anything. That's them. That's them, not you. I've had jobs where I failed, but other people have succeeded. But also, I'm at a position right now where people have failed, but I'm succeeding. I can't say the same thing about the next person because that's their life. Those are their opportunities. And not everything is going to happen to everyone. You know, if you look at it, there's so many different people in what you would call celebrity or a successful job or whatever. But there are also so many people who are considered better and people who are considered just average, like a basketball player or a football player. They're still in the NBA and the NFL, but they aren't the upper echelon. So are you going to discredit that person that made it and they aren't the top? Yeah, there are people who are in the NFL who you don't know who still gets hated on, or you're not this person, or you're not that person. You weren't in the Super Bowl, but damn, be happy I made it. You know, that's why you don't need everybody's hoorays and shit like that, because you know, they're still going to look at what you don't, or where you failed, or who you aren't. You don't need that in your life. You don't need that. If you're happy with what you're doing, continue. You don't need anybody else's approval. And I know you don't need to hear that from me. I'm nowhere near a motivational speaker. But you don't need someone else to tell you how they did something. Last episode, I mentioned the whole getting up early thing and trying to chase your dreams and trying to chase success. Like I said, most people can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because they fall asleep at 1. So getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to get an early jump, you're really not. You're not even putting stock into yourself by getting the proper rest so you can be ready. Not too many people realize, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you got to be in bed by at least 9. But why aren't you in the bed at 9 o'clock? Because you're trying to get ready for the next day. You're trying to get an early jump by putting stock into now, and then 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning, you fall asleep. But, oh, shit, I got to get up at 4 so I can get there before this person, to get there before that person. You may be successful at that for a week, and then you're going to burn yourself out. But you got to find that balance. You have to find that balance. And the first thing in finding balance means you really don't need anybody else to tell you how to do something that worked for them. You know, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why everyone in the NBA isn't Kevin Durant or LeBron James. I don't know why. I don't know why everyone in the NFL isn't Tom Brady or, you know, Khalil Mack. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's just it's the dedication, it's the commitment, and it's the desire. I mean, yeah, it's plenty. I know plenty of talented football players who aren't in the NFL, but it's just the opportunity and what you want in their life. There's plenty of ways you can get noticed, plenty of ways. I know plenty of singers who can out-sing Adele or whoever, but it's the opportunities you put yourself in front of. Plenty. I know plenty of people who you would think don't have anything in life, but have the most knowledge and have the most to give, and you can learn so much from them, but they aren't your higher, you know, up motivational speakers. You know, they're not the people you go to for things like that in life. You know, all you got to do is be content and happy with you and just continue to live life, you know. You don't need anybody else cheering you on. I saw a lot of that, you know, yesterday being Valentine's Day. And how you feel your relationship is validated because of what this person does for you. If you don't do anything for me on this day, you don't love me. If you don't do anything for me on these holidays or these birthdays, you don't love me. That doesn't necessarily mean happiness in a relationship, if you ask me. And hey, I'm just speaking from experience, because it's been, like, I know my marriage ain't perfect. It ain't perfect, but it's still going. And the reason why I say that is because we haven't given each other anything on Valentine's Day since 1999, maybe 2000. Because we figured out, not even talking about it, that I still love you just the same on February 15th or September 25th or December 13th or December 26th. I still love you the same. And so many people in relationships that we know feel the need to validate so everyone else can ooh and ah and look at the love and Now it's a happy relationship. We didn't even post about each other on Valentine's Day. But what did we do? We were sitting right next to each other, having a night, watching TV, laughing, talking. We did something for the kids on Valentine's Day, but really not for each other. So what does that mean? We don't love each other? No, it means that works for us. So I said all of that just to say, whatever works for you, keep it, because it's yours. Nobody else is. You. Nobody else can validate your relationship, validate who you are as a person, to validate your growth. Because all I saw was were women and men saying this and saying that about their spouse or their relationship. And what does it mean? What does it mean? It means nothing really. It's just material. So once that fades, is that all you got? Is that all you got? I mean, you got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that. So many people look at what is there or what isn't there. You got to look at what is there, you know. You got to look at everything. You got to take everything into consideration. And that means success. That means happiness. That means commitment. I mean, true, me and my wife haven't been the best of people to each other throughout our relationship. But that doesn't mean that I don't cheer her on, she doesn't cheer me on. We don't realize what doesn't need to be there. But what does need to be there probably doesn't mean much to the next person or the next couple. I didn't mean to, pardon me, I didn't mean to fall right into relationship talk, but I'm just basically trying to say that what you view as happiness or fulfillment, don't look to the next person for appreciation. Don't. In relationship, in life, in whatever, don't look for the next person. Because like I said, you can be an athlete, you can be an NFL, NBA. Oh, you're not making this money, you're not making that money. Or you couldn't even be in the NBA or NFL. You could be in a smaller league. You could be in the fan-controlled football league. Yeah, that's the thing. I just found it out a few days ago. And, oh, you're not in the NFL, but you're pursuing your dream. Me, at 38, I still have a dream. I want to play football. On some kind of level, I just want to do something. Just for the proof of age doesn't mean anything. Ability and commitment and dedication does. So if I find a way to get out there just to see, could I? Wouldn't that open so many eyes? Wouldn't that make that person get up off the couch? Wouldn't that make that person say, man, you know what? I can too. I always wanted to be a chef. I always wanted to compete in this, get in the ring. I always wanted to put out a clothing line or write a book. Wouldn't that open up so much? I'm still doing this podcast for that exact reason. I'm trying to let everybody know that it doesn't matter. Just do it. If you feel it, keep it. Don't look to the next person for appreciation. Don't look to the next person for thumbs up. Put it in your hate. Put it in you. Give yourself a thumbs up. Hug yourself. Like yourself. Love yourself. I mean, so many cases that you hear, unfortunately, where people take their lives because they didn't get the validation that they wanted. They didn't get the response that they wanted. They didn't get the reaction. They didn't get the ooh. They didn't get the ah. It didn't go viral. It didn't go this or that. Or they let what someone said just rip them up to pieces to the point where they don't want to be here anymore. You can't allow that. You have to love yourself. You have to love who you are. And don't give yourself any excuses. Just be. be. And that'll take you further than trying to emulate someone else. I mean, to me, you ain't gotta listen. You ain't gotta listen, you ain't gotta be like, damn, you know what, you're right. I should just take that chance. You should. You should just take that chance. Take that chance on whatever it is that you feel. I've told you guys in the past, I've talked to friends who I've helped take a chance and they're successful. They're successful pursuing their passion. I'm pursuing my passion. I honestly didn't know it was a passion of mine, but it's something that's happening. Something is happening. And like I said, I thought this was a path for myself and my wife to sort of hop on that, you know, couple craze that everybody was going in on with these podcasts and everything like that. And I thought we would be the same way. It turned into my wife pushing me to continue and telling another side of who I am. And I didn't even realize this is who I was supposed to be in life. I didn't know. I didn't have any direction. I honestly didn't. I just got up, went to work, and that's it. And I didn't realize why I was so unhappy. I was unhappy because I wasn't giving myself any fulfillment. I wasn't doing anything for myself. And when I wasn't doing anything for myself, I couldn't do anything for my wife. I couldn't do anything for my children because all I did was get up and go to work. I figured a paycheck validated that, and it didn't. It didn't. Because you never know how just opening up and loving yourself, you can allow others to love you and others to feel that energy that you give and shine themselves. You know, I've talked plenty of times about them on this podcast about the things that my wife is working on, the things that we're going to do. Well, I can't say we're. She's going to do. I'm just, you know, listen, you know, so listen, help out or whatever. And the things that she's going to do. The things that the children are going to do or my friends are doing or family and this and that. Because it's you believing in yourself. It's, I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if it's not for you. I don't care if you don't like my t-shirts or whatever. Or you don't like my music. I don't care. I'm getting victories. I'm going to be victorious because I'm going to be victorious. As simple as that. But I don't need anybody to say, oh, well, I would. Nah, I don't care what you would do. I don't care what happened when it was you or you had this dream or you wanted to do this or that. You know, it doesn't mean anything to me because you're not going to deter me in any kind of way. You're not. I'm not going to let your failures become mine. And, you know, so many people just let that happen. So many people just let, oh, well, if you fail, then I'm going to fail. Or if nobody bought your shirts, nobody's going to buy my shirts. Nobody listen to your music, nobody's going to listen to my music, you know. Don't let that deter you. Just continue to move on with who you are. And you're going to lose people. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose people because they wanted it for themselves, so they're going to try to find every way. They're going to try to find every way to take it from you. That's not necessarily a friend or even in this, or even in most cases, a husband or a wife, a mother or father. You know, sometimes you got to make those decisions. I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling appreciated. I'm not feeling, not that you should feel, but you know what I mean. Not saying that you should feel appreciated, but you should sort of feel that this person is there for you regardless. and, you know, just constantly being put down, put down, put down, put down. Where are you growing? You're not. You know, I've told you all in the past that sometimes you got to make decisions and walk away from a situation that isn't escalating. If it's constantly keeping you down, then that means you shouldn't be there. You know, so. But like I said, you know, this is one of the millions of podcasts that talk about the same thing, pretty much. But you know. But I feel that I'm a little different because, like I said before, I'm not pointing the finger at anyone else. I'm walking around podcasting as I'm walking to work, and you're hearing everything around me, and you're hearing my reaction, and you're hearing my life, and you're hearing me in my own situation. You know, I'm not walking around interviewing people. I'm not. And I mean, like, interviewing people, like trying to put their pain out there like that, you know. That's what I mean by that. But you know, I implore you to don't let anybody stay in your way. Don't let anybody stay in your way. Don't let the negativity, don't let well, or I wouldn't, you know. Don't even listen to that kind of talk. Because you hear a lot of people's success stories saying, I had nobody in my corner, or I had one person in my corner, or it started with just that one customer, or whatever. You know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to. You have to believe in yourself. You should be your first fan. Unfortunately, you should be your first critic too. You know, you really should, but because listening to other people, you're never gonna be the whoever they're gonna compare you to anyway. Just like when I mentioned the football players or the basketball players. You're never gonna be, oh, you're not this person, you're not that person, or your music don't sound like this, or your book ain't as good as this or that, you know. Just continue to be you. Continue to be you. I mean, I have so many things that I want to do in life. Even at 38 years old, so many things that I still want to do, so many dreams that I still have. I have 3 books written that you probably will never read. You probably will never read because I won't publish. Why I won't publish them, the fuck if I know. But it's just me writing down stories, figuring out, oh man, I should script this in a movie and send it out to someone. It's just that I think it's good, or I feel it's good, but you know. Who knows? Maybe one of these days I may actually just read it on the podcast and just leave it there. Just tell a story. That's a good ass idea. Thank you, Harrison. That's a good idea I just gave myself. I'm not even going to worry about publishing or trying to get it out there. I'm just going to give it away for free. I believe in it just that much. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do in the upcoming weeks, because I actually got next week. I got plans for an interview with a couple of interesting people, and we're going to discuss some things that I know you're going to like. You know, it's going to be a little twist on how I do things, but yeah, this one's just a quick pep talk for me to you. Hopefully you take the advice and only listen to the part that I said. Believe in yourself and only yourself. Don't look for others' validations on anything that you do in your life, your job, your fitness, your relationship, whatever. As long as you are happy, you don't need anything else but your happiness. You don't. That's just how I feel about it. We don't miss a Monday. Patience is a podcast.